Episode 488, July 6th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Almonds, cashews. And the third nut is macadamia nut. You find me a macadamia nut in here.
Sure, Mount Rushmore nuts.
Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show. Joe, we're here in the studio. Has some.
What
off brand is this of deluxe
like
nuts?
Great value.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a Walmart.
That's
right?
Walmart. The worst kind of. I think Walmart has the worst off brand stuff. But
you deluxe, said what's a Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore of nuts.
Well, peanut is the OG. That's the top nut, right?
Clearly. Almond.
Almond is on there. Cashew.
Yeah.
Then after that, where do you go?
You got walnut. You got pistachio.
Three's up for debate.
Huh. What? We'll list all the ones that are on there.
Well, pecan. Macadamia is the next one. No. Is a pecan and a walnut
pecan
the same
pie.
Thing? Is that the same thing? A walnut and a pecan? It's not?
No.
Pecan has a smooth shell. Walnut has a rough shell.
A hazelnut? No. Hey, when Robbie and I were kids, in our stocking, it was two-thirds of it was filled up with nuts. No lie. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yes.
Loose nuts?
Pecans.
Fucking loose nuts. That's the truth. And of course, the one nut you couldn't even open, the Brazil nut.
Yeah.
It's like trying to cut a diamond. I'm not kidding. And I remember we had this cutter, and I would just sit there and just crack, and you would have to spoon out the nut out of the Brazil nut. And I guess, my father's like, okay, cool. That's what they get, nuts.
It was Christmas time, but ironically, we didn't have one of those nutcracking soldiers. So
yeah, we didn't even have a nutcracker. We didn't have the thing.
of all the time of the year to have ones laying out, that would have been it.
Yeah.
It never occurred to my father.
Oh, Gramps is going to get upset that he's ruined your childhood again.
To stop giving me a nut, right?
What do we got in chat tonight, Joe, on our first show here in July?
We got a lot. We got William H. Gacy. They're making fun of me not knowing. Right. You know what's up. Jeff Hancock's in chat. Jeff, the photographer.
Nice.
Ryan from Jessup. We know who that is.
Yeah.
57-week itch. Hey, yep. Mi Pueblo Park. Do you know who that is?
No.
That is Mi Pueblo in Severna Park when my father said we're going to go to the park.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Gramps is there, bench warmer. Scott Wagner. Now, I know who that is. Scott Wagner is, I talked about meeting Larry Michael at that benefit, and
yes,
that benefit was for that guy. He passed away. And then there's a bunch of other people who I don't, they're just using the regular names.
You know, speaking of Larry Michael, we should talk about, he's the Redskins play-by-play guy. Are they going to be changing the name any
second now? They're definitely going to be changing the name, right? The name's going to change.
So what we're saying is when they kick off this September,
they'll be called something else.
Yes, that's...
I would bet it with 99% certainty, right?
Now, do you think they're... Because Ron Rivera, the coach, said he'd like something that they can pay homage to Native Americans and our military, all in one name. Warriors was thrown about as something that you could do that with.
I guess... By the way, I don't give a shit what the name is.
Well, you do. I mean, you don't want them to be the Washington Wizards, some shitty name.
The last time they did this, they fucked it up.
Right.
Okay, they had a great name. By the way, the Bullets is a fucking great name.
Great name.
One of the great names all time, yes. The Bullets. Okay? They just, God, what Washington a great fucking
Bullets.
Name. Yes.
Just cool.
And, of course, they named her the Wizards. Some sort of warlock is now, that's also the name of the grand, the head of the KKK. Is,
yeah.
That's the title of it. And they named it the Wizards. Everybody
nope,
fucking,
nothing to do with basketball.
Nothing to do with basketball. Nothing to do with DC. Everybody fucking hates the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've always said it never killed me because A-Pole and his intentions were good.
Yes.
But he just fucked it up. So their intentions are good.
It
Get
was
it
an
right.
air ball. A little basketball.
Get it right. Yes. That's all. The other thing is, why the fuck is Ron Rivera naming the team? What the fuck does Ron Rivera know? A market, they should get a marketing, a team of marketing right. analysts, people who know what the fuck they're doing, and say, hey, what's the name people are going to enjoy?
No.
Not it, some ex-football
player.
Because
he's a minority.
Okay. That's great.
No, but that's...
Is that what qualifies you? How about finding some minorities that are in marketing? How about that?
I'm sure they are doing that.
Not a
well.
Football coach who
but
doesn't know shit about
the,
shit.
Okay, but... He's basically brought on to be the face of the franchise and the calming influence and the adult in the room, so he should have a say.
Okay, let's say, for example, I get a job on 98 Rock. I'm full-time on there.
Right.
Okay? Should I be programming the music?
No, but...
Why? Because it's not in my field of expertise.
Okay, well,
I work there. What if I'm the general manager?
What? You think that if it was their field of expertise, a marketing expert would do the data and think that nobody's upset about this. They wouldn't change it, okay? So we're going way past that, okay?
Well,
they would have looked talked to Native Americans. They'd be like, we don't give a shit, and we wouldn't even be at this point, okay? So
how about how literally every single Native American that I personally know, right? Yes. The Leatherberries. I'm not going to go through all of it. None of them want the name changed. But a bunch of white people do.
Of course.
Because they're offended on behalf of yes. people that are literally yes. saying, guys, we're not offended.
Who, and they're, well, look, they're going to hate the name just the same.
Oh, no doubt. They're going to yeah. hate it.
I almost tweeted because Mike Wise is a Washington Post reporter, super woke guy. And
right.
I almost, and I've been talking about changing the name forever. And I was going to tag him, but I almost said if they changed the name to the Washington Mike Wises, he'd still find it racist.
Well, the thing is that. I don't need you to be offended on my behalf. I don't. And if you were offended on my behalf right. and I said, hey, I'm not offended, you're not, don't speak for me.
Right.
I would say, stop speaking for me. Who the fuck are you? That's yes. what I would say. I'd say, Rob, it'd be different because we're friends. But if you started speaking for me and I mm-hmm. felt the opposite, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, of course.
But it doesn't matter.
Well, what about? I made that argument years ago and you guys yelled at me.
Well, we changed our minds.
I did? I yelled at you?
Yeah, you guys were making fun of me because I was adamant on making that same argument.
No, well, I don't. I've been saying that forever. That surprised me. I do think they should change the name. I've always thought that. I do.
Well,
but,
it's got to fit in the fight song too. I mean, Warriors doesn't work.
Well, no, I heard Red Tails. That, but that's an ode to the Tuskegee Airmen. There's no ties to DC.
No, not at all. No.
I heard Red Wolves today. I just like that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the Wolves.
I even saw. I knew you would like that.
Hail
Somebody
to
did a
the
mock
Red Wolves.
A mock. Where did it go?
It's a picture of a red wolf.
Yeah.
Thank you for singing, by the way, Joe.
Thanks, man. Anyway, no, but my point is that the idea that a team is named, I get it. They should probably change it. Oh, hell
it's hard
yeah.
to see that. But
they
yeah.
should probably change it because it really doesn't fit with the times. But they should probably just say, hey, it's time to change. They shouldn't be championing this cause when mm-hmm. the people that are affected by it like the name. They shouldn't do that.
No, but it's also a good time to change the name just from let's get a clean slate.
Yes,
and start over.
Right. I agree with that. And I agree with, listen, I also think that it's time to not have a team name that has this is the color of your skin in it.
Right.
I do agree with that.
What about Washington Generals? I know that that's the team that the Globetrotters beat up on.
Listen, honestly, I don't fucking care. I literally don't. Give me whatever the team name is and I'll just start calling it that.
What does the chat say? Do they care?
No, it's more about the nuts.
The Washington Nutcrackers.
Jeff has told a long story about
No, that's from Best in Show. That, remember, I used to be able to name about every kind of nut.
Hey, if you want to watch some music stuff on TV this week, you got the Eagles concert was on ESPN. You got Hamilton on Disney Plus. You got the David Foster, genius record producer, a Netflix documentary. So there's your music for the week.
Yeah, so... I have some stuff to talk about. Here's the thing. It's about my father.
Good.
Okay?
We actually have a story that involves two of Rob and Joe Show fans' favorite people.
Yeah, and I got to be careful because my father, you know, I don't want to just beat the hell out of him, but people love him, and this is a hilarious story.
Right.
So, but I find that he doesn't necessarily receive this type of attention well. But I'm telling you anyway.
Brought to you by Making Podcasts Great Again, starring J.L. Covan as President Trump. Follow them on Twitter at TrumpPod and listen via all your favorite podcast platforms.
So I love my father. He's making me absolutely nuts. Okay. So Eric Woodworth, friend of the show, yes. Die Laughing Productions. He's probably mentioned on every episode. He needs Gramps for something. I don't know what it is, nor do I do care, but I want to be surprised by it. It's not important for me to find out, but it's a piece of audio he wants to record with my father.
I know what it's for.
Perfect.
But I'll let people
don't even
wonder.
Need to, they can guess, right? So he emails Gramps. I guess he got the email, his email address from you. Is that correct?
Yes, I gave him his email. Because Gramps sent me his Gramps stories via email.
Yes, and he says, hey, I want to record something for you with you. Would you be willing to do it? I'm down at the ocean with my father.
Mm-hmm.
My father says, yeah, of course I'll do it. Then he's like, hey, Eric Woodworth asked me to do this. What is it? I have no idea. Eric never mentioned it to me, right? He goes, oh, all right. 30 minutes later, you know, I said yes to him. I haven't heard anything back from him. I go, Dad, he got your yes. He might talk to you next week. We don't even know the timetable of this, right? So anyway, every single day, he lets me know he hasn't heard from Eric. He hasn't heard from Eric. So I talked to Eric on Friday. And I let him know, I go, listen, you need to talk to my father because this is going to...
It's driving him crazy.
Yeah, it's going to drive him crazy. Once you hear, he heard that you want to do something, he's ready to do
His
it.
His whole life is
right,
about
that's
now.
What it's about, right. So, anyway, so he messages my father, okay? And I talk to... I already know. He said, hey, I'm going to have my day. I'm going to have Gramps go to your house, record it, on a day that you're recording the show, and then I go, cool, all right, we'll have him do a segment on the show or whatever, right? So that's what we do. So yesterday at 10:30, he texts me. He says, Eric Woodworth wants me to come to your house and record something. I don't know when yet. I said, he told me this. He goes, oh, when? I go, no, I don't I don't know when, but he told me that this is what he wants to do. He says, okay. 1 hour and 50 minutes later, I can't get a response from Eric as to when he wants to do this. Do you have his phone number? Now, I'm at a party. I'm not getting these, okay? 2 hours and 1 minute later. Are you too busy to answer?
Okay. Joe, this is pressing.
Okay. I get this message at 5:00. I message Eric. I message you and Eric. I said, yes. Hey, my dad needs to know when you're going to do this, please get with him. He sends an email.
Gramps is typing in the chat.
The email says every single thing that I just said to you.
There's no new information.
There's no new information. You're going to go to their house, when they're going to record, blah, 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 blah. So then he sends an email to my father. I tag that email and say, I'm looping in Robbie to coordinate. And the reason I'm looping and Robbie to coordinate is because I was on 98 Rock today. We can't do the show until now. We have to do bonus. I can't have my father over here today because there's too many moving parts. We have to do it another day. So I loop in Robbie. So that means I'm alive because I just messaged him at 5:30, right?
Yes.
And I'm addressing what his concerns are. He then texts me and says, are you all right, son? Okay. This is at 5:53, okay? I've already...
By the way, this is 7:00 right now. We're doing the show.
This is yesterday.
Okay.
It's 5:53. I said, Dad, my phone was dead. As soon as I saw what you wanted, I messaged Eric. Then he messaged you, and I replied to that email. So meaning I'm alive, and I'm dealing with your issue. He goes, sorry, I was worried. What did Eric say? I said, Dad, you have an email about it, and I replied to it. I looped it, Robbie, in 40 minutes ago. He goes, well, I can't get my computer on. I go, okay. As soon as you get it on, you'll be able to see the conversation. We're still determining what will work, right? He goes, okay, thank you. I go, we'll figure it out.
So we're about 30 messages or emails into
Hold
this,
on.
And we haven't
After I said we'll figure it out.
Even gotten to the hard part yet.
Then 25 minutes later, he goes, what time should I come over tomorrow evening? So I have to pick up the phone and call him. I go, Dad, listen, we're figuring it out. And this is the thing that's the most frustrating. He's doing nothing. I could literally call him right now during the show and say, drive over here.
Yeah.
He would just get in his car. He doesn't have anything to do.
He doesn't need to look at his planner.
None of this is right. There's nothing that he's...
Rearrange anything.
There's nothing that's happening early. First of all, Eric's not going to do it except for in the evening.
Yes.
When my father does nothing but watch crime shows and Family Feud. So I know, you know what I mean? None of this is important.
What is Gramps saying in chat?
He's just saying, is it weird that I'm trying to get something specific? No, it's not weird, Dad. It's that we don't have the information. By the way, also, I'm not dead if I don't respond to your text in 2 hours. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not dead. I emailed him. See what I'm saying? It makes me crazy, especially since I know that the time that it happens is not important at all.
Does Gramps know what Eric needs from him?
God, I wish you would tell him.
Because I would like Gramps to guess what he thinks. Because I think if you would ask all our listeners, what's the two people they like to come together on a project, these might be the winning two.
Yeah, no, that would definitely be something. And by the way, I'm excited for it, right? Yeah. I'm excited for this to happen. I'm excited for my dad to come over and record whatever it is. I wouldn't even mind not being in here when it happens, so it's a surprise to me. All that stuff is. But since I don't know what it is, I even said, Eric, I can't have my father not knowing. You have to tell him.
Right.
Because he's going to make me crazy. So my dad just said, I didn't know that Eric didn't know. I don't even know what that means.
Didn't know when, I guess, when he needed me. I don't know.
I'm not following.
Now, Robbie, you've recorded Gramps' audio for our new murder mystery, correct?
I have not yet because... Okay. If you recall, this all started when we were making him quarantine.
No, I do remember that now. But that's something to look forward to, September 5th.
We can record that too, Magoobies. Yeah, at the same time.
We can knock that out.
Yeah, we can do all that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a big day for Gramps.
We can do a segment with Gramps.
Yeah.
Now, I want Gramps to be able to defend himself, whatever that is.
Absolutely.
Man, I'll tell you what, I got another Gramps story. Oh, I love my dad. I want to just beat him up, but he there's another thing he needs to explain himself on. What, you want to take a break and we'll do it on the other side of the break?
Deal.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers and, as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Saturday, September 5th at Magoobies Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Did you ever ask him if he sent you an email?
You talking about the email about my video of me pleasuring myself?
I don't know. Okay, hold on. Get out of that. What are you talking about? One of her kids' name is 38. The other one's name is Special. Robbie, would you watch The Gay Bachelor?
I would watch The Gay Bachelorette.
Really? What? Are you homophobic?
Hello.
Now, Joe, he does radio for the Baltimore Ravens. He does the pregame on the flagship. This guy couldn't have given a fuck. Now, even in the chat, he's still saying, I'm not sure what the problem is. No, I know you don't know what the problem is. That's why I said 3 times, do not forward me this email. And they used to spit out the chewed up pretzel onto the other part of the pretzel. And then they would eat this new pretzel topped with this other pretzel.
What?
Unlike my father... I'm sure I've jerked off in front of my computer a million times, right? She'd rather Justin be in masturbating in our bed than Restivo walking in our room and walking right out. No, I don't use hand soap, Mac, Anyway, whatever.
I would love to get that kid on the show, though.
Oh, my God.
He has his name.
Yeah.
Gramps, you have the Geek Squad kids in A. He deleted that. He won't forward that.
He'd killed himself. He's not alive anymore.
Tell those guys at the Geek Squad that there's potentially a video out there of you jerking off. No, I'm just kidding. Take it to them. Tell them you have a virus. You clicked on something you should have.
I don't think I'll tell them that.
Okay.
And that's what I'd like to see, a reunited Beatles on the show.
That would be huge.
Yeah, and I hear you, but...
Okay, if you make me pick a different one, I've got a second one.
Give me your second one.
Billy Ocean.
Oh, nice.
Bravo, Robbie. Bravo. Well done. I think it needed a little more Joe Robinson, though.
Yeah, it was Joe Heavy, wasn't it?
Joe Heavy? Were you even in it?
To set up another joke.
Jeez.
I was in it as the straight man. It's all good. Hey, yeah. Oh, I was going to change topics, but we teased something. So.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna tell this as, because the details of the story itself might not be that interesting, but it has to do with, we talked about Cash App. You're well aware of Cash App.
Well aware.
My father got Cash App on his phone. He then started sending payments into the ether, right? Because he didn't put his right account.
This was detailed on this show.
It was detailed on the show if you want to go back and listen. And what happened was my brother had to spend, you know, 7 hours on the phone with my father trying to figure out how to get his money and what happened to it or whatever. And my brother says, you know, if you have online banking, then I could just go in and see your deposits. I could see your routing. I could see everything, right? If you had that, right? So after he hung up with my father, he called my dad's bank. And my brother's name is Ralph Robinson. They have the same name.
Right.
So he went through everything, and apparently my father belongs to an institution, a financial institution that's so antiquated they have to send him a paper form in order for him to be eligible for online, or be able to sign up for online banking.
Okay.
So my brother has the bank send this paperwork to my father. As soon as he hangs up with the bank, he calls my father and he says, there's going to be paperwork coming to you. Okay. It needs to be filled out and returned in order for you to be able to, for me to be able to see all the stuff that I need to see online. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where we are. Well, the paperwork shows up. My father goes, what the hell's this? Calls the bank. The bank goes, somebody called, said they were you. Oh, that would be defrauded. My identity stolen. Because my father doesn't remember the conversation that he had with my brother about having this paperwork sent. Okay, that's where we are right now. After that happens, after the phone call with the bank, where they lock all the accounts down and all this stuff, he calls my brother, and my brother goes, no, Dad, I had this conversation with you. I told you that I was going to send you they were going to send you this paperwork so we could do online banking. He goes, you never said that. Okay. So that's...
I love this, Gramps. There's a little bit of a Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David aspect to these Gramps stories recently.
So now here we are. This is where we are with the story. Mm-hmm. My father is saying it never happened. My father is saying my brother never mentioned online banking to him. He never made the return call that he said the paper was going to come. None of that happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what I said to my father is, I go, look, Dad, here's what you have to understand. In order for Robbie to not be correct, he will have to have built this story in his mind of having a conversation with you where he tried to resolve your problem, where he could view your banking. He has to then have called the bank and then imagined he called you back to tell you what he had done to prepare you for a conversation that he definitely had because the paperwork came. You understand what kind of a sociopath would my brother have to be to invent this giant story in his head that would result in my father getting this paper that says sign up for online
with
banking?
No benefit to him.
Right. There's no. Actually, it's the opposite.
Yes.
My brother's going to have to do a bunch of work.
Oh, it's not a funny story. There's nothing.
There's nothing for him at all. For my father to have been wrong, he would just have to have forgotten.
Yes.
Okay.
But he's a 45-year-old man. He should remember those
things. He has a bad memory, which we are trying to. You're almost saying. So I would go, Dad, listen to me. Listen, I just need you to forget not remembering it. Listen to what has to have happened in order for Robbie to be wrong. He's got to be a fucking sociopath. And he has to have invented this entire narrative in his head to get this to you. Worse,
he's got some health issues where he's forgetting things and just.
Or he's trying to steal your money.
Yes.
You know, who knows what? Right. So the only way for my father to be right is the best scenario is that Robbie's trying to steal his money.
Right.
The worst case scenario is that Robbie has lost it and he's, you know, a beautiful mind and he's created this whole thing in his head. But for my father to be wrong, he would have just had to have forgotten the conversation. He won't budge.
Gramps, is he still not budging?
He won't budge. Now, here, just
by the way, there's no Mac Bergson in chat tonight.
Oh, Mac
is
would be having a field day.
Giving you the freedom to shit on Gramps?
He would be having a field day.
Yeah.
My dad just said in chat he never used the term online banking. Okay. Now, first of all, I would literally bet my life that he used the term online banking. But let's say that he didn't.
Okay.
Do you think that he told my dad that something was going to be mailed to his house?
Yeah.
I mean, is my father contending that he didn't even tell? He basically called and said, fuck this guy. And or he imagined a phone call that he was having. You see what I'm saying? It makes me nuts. And he won't give an inch. He won't even concede. That makes sense. I must have forgotten because there's no way that my son is this deranged. He won't. He won't even allow for it.
I feel like you're having more Gramps, these Gramps conversations recently. Is it due to the shutdown, lockdown?
This is because I went on vacation with Gramps and okay. I spent 6 days in a house with Gramps.
I just feel like there's been more Joe and Gramps going at it in the last few months. Am I wrong, Robbie?
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can tell you with absolute certainty, because my dad has no familiarity with online banking, that I said it in several different ways so he would get it, that it would sink in.
Of course.
Because he was glossing over it because he had no interest in online banking. And I was trying to stress that how easy, how simple it would be to figure all this Cash App stuff out if we could just see his bank account information. I said, online access to your bank account. You can get to your bank account on your computer. I used the term online banking several different ways I put it. But he never quite understood or got it. He was focused on the Cash App. That's what happened.
And that's fine. But now
we're going to be that way in the future whenever there's some new thing.
Sure.
We're going to want to do it the way we do it now.
100%. Mm-hmm. But if you tell me something's coming in the mail, now my father's saying, I had no idea what was going on when the application showed up in the mail. Well, that's a whole different conversation.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That means forget online banking. That means did Robbie not tell him something was coming from the bank in the mail? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
In order for that not to be true, Robbie has to be a fucking nut job.
And also in Graham's defense, the Cash App stuff had already been resolved. Almost 2 weeks passed before he got that piece of paper in the mail.
Right.
So, yes, of course, I forgive him for forgetting.
Yes, of course. Of course. It makes sense that he would forget.
He also had his computer hacked and the masturbation drama.
Yes. Listen, everything that you're saying is reasonable. It's reasonable for him to have forgotten. It is. By the way, I've done stuff like that.
Of course.
Where I've forgotten, I'm like, oh, I remember. I ordered that. I've done that a million times. But I never, that's not the hill I die on. That I'm like, no, my memory is a fucking vault. I know everything that's ever, every conversation I've ever had. And this call that you think you made to me has to be completely fabricated. You know, why are you making it up? So, yeah, that's, and he's, again, we're still here. It's not, nothing's changed.
Oh, Gramps. Did you have a good time at the beach other
great
than,
time. No.
You were in your place in Ocean City. You were staying with Gramps?
We were staying with Gramps. I had an absolutely great time. Me and Gramps, we went to the pool bar. I got drunk with my son. My father paid. That was an enjoyable time.
Which son?
The one who's allowed to drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, he's drank a little bit at the wedding.
Let me tell you something. He drank with me at the pool bar, and I think we had four drinks.
You're drinking fruity pool bar
drinks? I am,
drinks.
Yeah. I'm drinking fruit. I started with, I had an orange crush. I had some other purple beach drink they have. And
sounds
I had
delicious.
A pina colada, and then I had one more drink. I had four, and then we went back, and Joey drank like two or three more Coronas when we went back.
Nice.
So, but you know what he did after? Because me, if I get that drunk, I'm going to chat.
Well, you chat. That's your default setting.
Well, let me say one other thing, and I'll go back into this story. I went to visit my in-laws, who were also down there on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night. And, of course, I'd gotten drunk.
Yeah.
And I walk in there, and I just start talking.
Taking over.
Frank goes, about 3 minutes in, he goes, you haven't shut up since you got here. Okay. So he says that. Then on the last day,
when you hear that, do you think he's probably right that I need to dial this back?
100% he's right.
Okay.
100% he's right.
Hello?
But he's also having back problems, so he's more irritable than he would normally be. So
no, I'm on Frank's side.
No, no, he's 100% right, but still, it's hilarious. So then the day we leave, which I think is Friday, we leave on Friday.
Uh-huh.
That day we go to the beach, and as soon as I walk up, he goes, oh, I guess everybody's done talking now. Joe's here.
Oh, these are good digs.
I can't hear you.
So I tried to keep it together.
I'm sure Frank that loved that promo you made, Robbie, which is nonstop Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's his favorite. He said that's what it sounded like in my house. But no, I had a great time with my family. It was awesome. We had great food. We hung out. We played miniature golf. You know, all the things you want to do when you're down at the beach. And, yeah, no, love hanging out with my family.
I got to give a shout out to Tawanda, a little good dig at me right now on Instagram. So I posted, you know, there's a mirror upstairs in my bathroom that I feel like I always look the best in. Then there's a mirror downstairs where I'm like, how do I look so
you're
much
at your worst,
right?
I gotcha.
So I basically did, you know, I look like, how can I look like Paul Newman in one mirror, then Paul Giamatti in the next?
Right,
and then I put a photo of both of them.
Okay.
Obviously, I know I don't look like Paul Newman
right,
in any circumstance. But she says, I miss you looking like Paul Newman. I was upstairs.
So. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, so got to give you credit for that dig.
Don't you worry. Gramps' comment's coming in there soon.
Of course, yes. Because I'll be your Paul Newman. Let's guess the Gramps' comment. I was tired on Sunday because I had was almost seemed like a normal few days of activity where Thursday and Friday I came over here to your place and did the radio with Kirk.
Thanks for
Rock.
Not fucking with anything. I guess you're saving it for whenever you're here at the beginning of August.
I actually have an idea that I was going to text you know, Robbie and Eric and the whole gang, everybody but you and Katie.
Right, and
about August, an idea of something for your home.
Gotcha.
But anyway, but I had Thursday and Friday. Then Friday, I left here and I went down to the hell is that? White Plains, Maryland? Is there Waldorf?
Oh yeah,
Irwin gig, Martini's.
Was it? It was in a club.
Well, I've done comedy before. It's a bar, but they have a separate room.
Gotcha.
Where they do comedy. So it's actually a pretty good setup. There was 8 people there, but they were a fun group, just getting drunk and just being silly.
Were there multiple comedians there?
Yeah, there was Irwin.
All the greats.
Guy Jelani, Brock Snyder, and myself. But it was a fun show. And then we hung out a little bit, and then I came home. And then we went to Tawanda's parents on Saturday. So that was 3 days of actually, you know, I've gone 3 months of basically doing nothing.
What did you do for the fourth?
We went to her parents'
did
house.
Did you see fireworks?
We had our own fireworks that we did in the neighborhood.
Roman candles?
Yeah, just boring stuff. But it was, you know, there was food. And
we went
just
down.
Hanging out. I brought some Trulies over. Her mom loves Trulies.
Oh, hell
she's
yeah.
She's not a drinker, but
they're
she
awesome,
liked
though,
those.
Right?
Yeah,
they're yeah, delicious. I think we have Trulies in our own house.
I stole two from yours, actually.
So we were hanging out with the neighbors. Right?
By the way, did you look around, think that I messed with the house? Did you?
No.
Okay.
Figured I'd find it if you did, right, eventually. Yeah, I don't want to find a turd in my, you know, an upper deck or
well,
anything.
I mean, it's me here.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, right, but that's going to be a much different story in August because every person's going to be willing to do an upper decker. That's a problem.
Oh, that's
rude.
True.
No upper deckers.
My idea is much there's no cleanup
good oh good my, good okay
now the others might contribute their own
can I continue will I be able to have a job you know I mean how much is it going to cost
I think
me?
It's just going to be funny there'll
okay,
be no
good.
Repercussions.
I'm yes. fine with that but we went the neighbors we were going to watch fireworks and the dog gets scared all dogs do mm-hmm. So we have this drug a prescription that you give to the dog you squeeze it into its between its gum and you know,
okay.
lip or whatever. And it's supposed to basically, it's like a Xanax for dogs, basically, right? Well, tell me if you do this. The recommended dose is 7 units of whatever this is.
Uh-huh.
Katie starts out with 1.
What's the point?
So then she puts 3 more in. So now the dog has 4 in it.
And now, 7 is what you're supposed to do.
Right. So then we go out. By the way, the fireworks are raining down on us.
Yeah.
See this house right here? You can see it right here. Behind that house, that's where they were setting them off.
Nice.
The debris from the fireworks were falling, was falling on us like a nuclear holocaust or whatever. So we go, once the show's over, we're getting...
Really? It was like a nuclear holocaust.
It was what I would imagine one would be like. Anyway, so we're walking back down the street to where we were sitting.
Uh-huh.
And I go, let me go in and check on the dog. And the dog is fucking terrified. It doesn't have... It needs 7 cc's of whatever this shit is. So now I can't leave. I'm stuck now with the dog.
Because Katie gave half the dose.
Yes. And half, and these fuckers in the neighborhood, they set off fireworks until 2 a.m. They never stopped.
They went for it.
They, I mean,
good stuff?
Don't you run out? Well, the ones that were over here were the legit.
Stuff.
Yeah. They had to go to Pennsylvania to get these.
Yeah.
Not, they weren't, although I dig one of those worms every once in a while. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Snakes. What are they called?
Like the snakes.
Yeah, yeah. I like them.
Yeah.
But none of those were, none of those were involved.
Yeah, it was, it was pretty tame day, but that was doing something. I hadn't seen them the whole time. I hadn't seen her folks, so it felt like an actual Sunday. I was like, why am I tired? I was like, because I've actually done something for 3 days other than just sit there and watch fucking Netflix and go on the internet.
Now, when you go to the beach, do you go sit out on the beach?
When I go to the beach, well, I never really go to the beach. So
if you were to Ocean City, would you go sit on the beach?
I'd rather be sitting at the bar.
If you were to go to the beach, how long would you sit there?
Not long.
So Katie's family, they'll sit there all day.
I mean,
they'll get out there at 10 and they'll leave at 4 or 5.
If it's nice weather and it's not crazy crowded, I mean, I'll hang out there
for 7 hours.
But no, not for 7 hours.
It's a lot, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's so.
Do they read? Do they do anything?
You know what they do? It actually is fun. But then they're like, oh, Joe doesn't like to go to the beach. No, I do like to go to the beach. I do. I don't just like to be there for 6 hours. That's all. But I do like to go to the beach.
Do they get in?
They get in. They're there for 6 hours. They do
so
everything.
They do the whole thing.
Sandwich, umbrella. They're drinking. They're listening to music. They got games out there. They're going to the beach. They're catching sand crabs. They're looking for shells. I mean, they're doing up, what do you call them? Those little, you look through them. What are they called? Not periscopes.
Binocular? I don't know.
You know those people who try to sell you those little scopes that have pictures of you?
They call telescopes.
Yes.
I don't think they're called telescopes.
I've seen the storefront, and it's called...
Not important. So anyway, but yeah, they do everything.
Does Frank have a good setup? Does he have a whole thing that he brings?
So, well, Frank's got a little bit of a back issue right now, uh-huh. But normally what Frank does is he wakes up, he takes everything down to the beach and sets it up.
He does it by himself.
Every chair.
One trip?
No.
Okay.
Well, when we go away to like the Outer Banks, he puts everything, scopes. It's called scopes.
Gotcha.
He packs everything into a golf cart, and he takes it down there. And every toy,
mm-hmm.
music, can jam, smash ball, everything you could think of.
He's got it going on.
Everything, yeah. So that's kind of nice, but then, I feel kind of guilty.
Do you help break things down?
Or I definitely
help. Do you try
help.
To leave before that?
No, I'm not a guy trying to get out of something because they'll shit on me.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't have that.
What does Gramps do at the beach?
Gramps doesn't really, he doesn't go to the beach. I have to talk him into going over to the Holiday Inn pool bar. As a matter of fact, by the way, we go to the Holiday Inn pool bar. There's nothing could be more fun, right?
No, I love it there.
You're sitting there, you're drinking. It's angled in a way that you're talking to the other people.
Yeah.
I know the bartender. He's a cool guy. TVs are on playing. Whatever sports are available are on.
Right.
So it's warm out. There's music playing. You couldn't be in a better spot. And I can't get these guys to stay there.
I would.
Well, they even
you know,
have food.
Me, I'd park myself.
Of course. And we would never leave.
Which is what we did that one time a couple years ago. Were people wearing masks? Were they?
No, nobody's wearing masks.
Right. Of course not.
No, that now they're wearing masks. So, however
did you go to the boardwalk?
Whatever your angle is on coronavirus, I'll respect it. But Maryland is killing it. There's 402 people in the hospital in the entire state for coronavirus. That's it.
No, Maryland
for the entire state, right?
I will say this: if you think the difference between people wearing masks and not wearing masks makes that much of a difference in all this, I don't.
You shouldn't be there anyway. Yeah.
But you're probably having. If just wearing a mask would eliminate this, then every scientist in the world that's working on this would say that. But no one's come up with that. So clearly, the mask can only make so much difference.
Well, the guys that work behind there are wearing masks. Look, Robbie's got to be right. Look, telescope
pictures.
Well, you have
to wear, I mean, you have to make people feel comfortable.
He found a picture of something that says telescope pictures. Robbie found that. Now, when they walk down the beach, it says scopes. So that's fine. That's probably one of multiple places. Where is this place, Robbie, that I'm looking at?
It's 11805 Coastal Highway. It's okay. Down by the food line.
Okay. Anyway, whatever.
Oh, Robbie, you're the best.
But yes, I've never heard them called telescopes, but apparently the place you get them is called telescopes pictures. So, Robbie, you keep calling them telescopes. I'll call them scopes, and we'll go from there.
Can we can we talk about J.L. Covans and Sarah Cooper, the feud?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do it on the other side of the break. J.L. Covans is such a fucking troll.
Be right back.
Rob's new album is now available for download. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You say an hour. Foreplay. I know, I understand. He doesn't have that much foreplay in him. This guy, he's got like three moves. He fucking does them in reverse, and that's six, but it's really the same fucking move. You know what he's doing. Left to right, right to left. It's fucking, what's he? Yeah. He's drinking White Claw. He's giving up. I mean, the fucking guy is just giving up on life. He stopped trying. It's like, I mean, he's like, do you have a cucumber, berry, grape, seltzer water with one calorie that if I drink 17, I can still drive legally? Do you have that? I'd like to get a bucket of that, please. Yes. You took a DNA test and you're 100% basic bitch, okay? They are good as shit, though. They're fucking tasty. All right. You can drive a school bus legally. It doesn't fucking matter.
All proceeds go to the Rob Mayer Relief Fund. Please visit robmayer.com for more info. The cheer you need is here, just in time. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You could use the laughs. I could use the money.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
There's Gramps. So, as you know, JL has been dominating with his Trump impressions ever since COVID, basically. And blown up, huge celebrity now. But this girl, Sarah Cooper, comedian, who just does lip syncing, but does, you know, some sort of funny.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I've laughed at all of them.
Yes. What they do really well at each of the things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, some people try to pit them against each other.
But there's no reason for it.
No.
Right.
So who's this guy that's sort of shitting on
he's a writer.
JL.
I mean, he's like
but he has like 800,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah,
he has some influence.
His name is Seth. What's his name? Seth
Abramson?
Is that it? Seth Abramson?
Seth Myers? Seth
Yeah,
Rogen?
I had never heard of him before. By the way, me never hearing of you, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
You know, I'm not that, you know, bright or whatever. His name is Seth Abramson. That's his name.
Okay.
And he has 828,200 Twitter followers.
So that's a lot for not being somebody you know.
He's a Newsweek columnist.
Okay.
Now, he reminds me, maybe he's like me. Maybe I'm not self-aware. But he's one of these guys that he says something, and even if what he says is completely wrong and somebody's really hammers home the fact that, hey, this isn't really a similar thing. Once he's put it out there, he can't be wrong.
Right.
And he'll go wherever he needs to go in order to be right.
Well, that's a very common thing on Twitter.
But the idea with this guy is that the insinuation was, hey, Sarah Cooper has this covered, what you're doing. That
so
was
there
the
can only be one person sort of making fun
of the president.
Of the president and the way he speaks and the things that he says.
Now, I think we talked about this maybe the last show or the show prior. Sarah Cooper, who's funny, is lip syncing things that the president says, and what she's doing, what she's acting out, is hilarious. And the idea of the president saying that and then her being the person that this comes from. That's basically
yes.
The joke. The joke is when he says you can inject it into your skin,
mm-hmm.
You know, she mimes it and it's funny. It's funny.
She
no
does,
one's denying that it's hilarious,
she's
right?
Really good at it.
What JL does is he takes an idea and then writes material specific to that idea, almost like a Saturday Night Live sketch, and does a dead-on
yes.
impersonation of the president. Now, who cares what... I don't really care what's harder to do, what has more merit.
Or who you like better.
I don't care about any of that. What I care is that these things are clearly independent of one another.
And there's plenty of room for both.
Of course, you don't think they're not. What happens when Alec Baldwin does an impersonation on Saturday Night Live? Fuck him.
Yeah, if anything, there's a lot of there's more than enough room for people to shit on Trump. It's the most popular thing in the world.
I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but he starts being critical of JL because what JL said was that he... I got to try to find the exact...
Wasn't
quote.
The gist of it that JL was just some wannabe comic or something?
Exactly. The idea was, here's what he says. If there's one thing Carlin, Murphy, Silverman, Burnett, Williams, Chappelle, Rock, Pryor, Hicks, Schumer, Martin, and all the other great comics have in common, comedians have understood, it's that they're working artists. He puts it in quote. Anyone who calls comedy just a simple pleasure probably isn't worth watching. Now,
so he's suggesting that because JL isn't a full-time stand-up, that his contribution to the art doesn't count?
I think there's an insinuation of that, but I also think that JL actually used the term simple pleasure in his previous quote, and so he quoted him as if somehow. And, man, that really bugged me a lot. I don't need to defend JL. We fight more than we get along. It's not a matter of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, you motherfucker, you don't think this. You don't think that every artist has to be a professional or give the fuck up. You don't think this.
Or has to be at the, he named some people.
He named the heights of the their profession.
Right.
You can just be excellent and be trying to find your way. Some people, I'll bet there's artists out there that are more talented than 90% of the people you hear that never made it.
Yeah.
What, fuck them? And it's like, this guy wants to be right so badly. He literally says something that he couldn't possibly believe. There's no way that this guy thinks that everyone who isn't making a living doing something should give up. He doesn't think that. And it frustrates
me. What a hateful thing to think.
God, what a fucking asshole this guy is, right?
Right.
Because, and by the way, I guarantee you, there's no fucking way that this started out with JL taking shots at Sarah Cooper. It wouldn't happen.
No.
Basically, people are taking shots at him. He's like, wait a minute. I've been doing this before her. He's just trying to defend himself. Be like, oh, well, you fucking think you're better? You know, you understand? It's now become where this guy has targeted him because he can't walk it back now. There's nothing he can do. He's 400 tweets in. So this is where he is.
The fact that JL's been at this for 15 years and this is his sort of breakthrough, That's usually is a story that's rewarded and celebrated.
Hey, Colonel Sanders didn't open up his first chicken stand till he was 50, okay? Give me a fucking break, all right? And he went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he did it. And he's been working this whole time.
Yes.
And by the way, you can chronicle it through his podcast where he fucking complains for 7 years.
blog, his appearances.
Yes, it's
on
not like anyway.
Adam
so
Carolla. I mean, he's been just under the surface.
Yeah, this guy, God, what a fucking piece of shit. Now, the good news for me is politically he's probably in the exact polar opposite of me. Although who knows, he's probably alt left and people say I'm alt right even though I'm in the middle because as soon as you do
of
not
course.
Right. Yeah. But I probably disagree with almost everything this guy says.
Probably.
So I'm glad that he said something this incredibly stupid. That makes me happy. But how does JL reconcile that? Because this guy probably agrees with every single thing that he agrees with politically.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, hey, those are your people.
So,
JL.
Right, next time somebody goes, well, guess what? All the Klansmen are at the rally for what you agree with. And I'm like, no, I don't agree with Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter, even though you try to label me that way. Well, now this guy's at his rally.
Yeah.
Seth Abrams.
Eat it. All right. Good show. What do we got coming up? Nothing.
I'll be on 98 Rock this Friday.
There you go. Oh, I'm doing a Zoom show.
You
Friday
are?
And Saturday.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, go to my Facebook. You'll figure it out. All right, later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.